Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy right here on the show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. We win when you're part of the solution. We win when you when you're informed. I mean, it's really what it boils down to. I always look for kind of a quirky little way, a way to say it so that you guys can run with it, right? So, but really, just get involved, get engaged, pay attention to what's happening. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I told you in the last hour, right after Mike Johnson is elected, okay, these guys, God, they're so full of themselves. It's just amazing to me. So, you know, the election denier, Hakeem Jeffries, right, this is the guy also that denied the elections. Many of them denied the elections when Trump won the first time. But that was okay. Why? Because they're Democrats, and you have to believe them. You have no choice in the matter. Ask them. They'll tell you. Oh, it's frustrating as heck. Take a listen. This is our buddy Hakeem.
The House will come to order.
Oh, come on. Did you really just do this to me? I love these guys. Yeah, let's try this one.
We faced adversity on September 11th, 2001, when the towers and the Pentagon were unexpectedly struck, killing thousands of lives in an instant. We faced adversity right here in the House of Representatives when on January 6th, 2021, a violent mob of insurrectionists, incited by some in this chamber, overran the House floor as part of an effort to halt the peaceful transfer of power. Every time...
Don't you love this? I want you to pay particular attention to the 9/11 comment.
Right. We faced adversity on September 11th, 2001, when the towers and the Pentagon were unexpectedly struck.
All right. Do you hear that? Unexpectedly struck. No. A planned attack on American soil by Muslim extremists took the towers down. Over 3,000 people were killed, or just under 3,000, I'm sorry. Why can't they say that? That's the truth of the matter. Why couldn't they say that? He can't say it. Is it because he's Muslim? I don't know. Is he Muslim? Is he Middle East? I mean, I don't know. Why can't he say it? We all know this to be truth. They want to change history. They only want the blemishes on white Americans. God forbid anybody else who causes problems has a blemish on them. Again, take a listen.
The Pentagon were unexpectedly struck, killing thousands of lives in an instant. We faced adversity.
Killing thousands of lives in an instant. Well, couldn't possibly. His tongue would fall out. His head would explode. If he had to tell the truth here. Anyway. Oh, God bless. California moves to ban synthetic turf. Now, I want you to think about something. I'm on a school board. I constantly heard we have to use synthetic turf. They don't want us using grass. They don't want us to have to take care of grass. Yeah, you have to water the grass or else it dies. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. Well, now they've come back like they always do. They do this. They do this with the plastic bags. Everything they do is knee-jerk, and it makes them feel good for the moment. But Gavin Newsom signed a bill last week that would allow local governments to ban the use of synthetic grasses for residential use over environmental concerns. I mean, it always starts off that way. The bill passed by the California State Legislature would allow cities and counties to prohibit the use of synthetic lawns because of the health effects of forever chemicals, or PFAS is what they're called. They're linked to elevated risks of cancer. He said it would reverse parts of the 2015 bill signed by then-Governor Jerry Brown, which stripped local governments of that authority. It was a decision that was made because of the drought situation in the sense that, you know, you use artificial turf, it was better for water usage. The risk we continue to read about is links to cancer. I don't want to alarm people. I'm not saying if you have artificial grass, you'll get cancer. But we think that the chemicals in there will cause those kind of things. Well, good luck with that, right? It's just over and over and over again. Think it through. Right? All of you want to do the right thing. They always want to do the right thing, but they don't want to research, as usual. Joe with Senior Host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no
no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried about.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. It makes life so it makes life so much easier for the rest of us, in all seriousness. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that, you know, I'm on the air and you're poking me, so to speak. Seriously. All right. I mean, so many of these things I want to get through. I know I'm not going to get through them all. It's okay. I'll make it. Oh, some of these other good ones. Let's see what we got here. Oh, yeah, this is good. Chuck Grassley. He says that the FBI received criminal information from, you ready for this one? Over 40 confidential sources of the Biden family on their crime activities. 40. You would only need one to put Trump in jail. Only one they would have gone after Trump big time, right? But the FBI's Washington field office shut down the investigations. Why would they do that? I thought nobody was above the law. You know what I'm saying? But apparently, you know what? They are. Now, you won't hear any mainstream media talk about this. I don't care. Even Fox probably won't talk about it. Because then they have to explain why they support him so much. Even though it's not over the top, but they do support him. On Wednesday, Senator Chuck Grassley, he revealed that the FBI received criminal information from over 40 confidential human sources on Joe, Hunter, and James Biden, all three of them, dating back to when Joe was vice president. Now, if the Washington, D.C. office closed it down, why do you think that was? According to Grassley's letter, which was obtained by Fox News, the task force in Washington field office shut down the reporting from the sources. That stopped the investigation. You got no info coming in, you can't go anywhere with it. He went on to say, based on the information provided to my office over a period of years by multiple credible whistleblowers, there appears to be an effort within the Justice Department and the FBI to shut down any kind of investigative activity against the Biden family. I'd like to hear one Democrat agree to that. He wrote a letter. Grassley wrote in a letter to the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland and the FBI Director Wray, such decisions point to significant political bias infecting the decision-making of not only the Attorney General and the FBI Director, but also line agents and prosecutors. A republic can't survive such... No, it can't. Political infection like this, when you actually have a political party that uses the law enforcement agencies to carry out their bidding to get rid of their competition, that's a problem. Now, the FBI, they maintain more than 40 confidential human sources on various criminal matters. They know what they're doing. They know where they are. They know the information they're getting. As you dig deeper, you find out these sources who provided the information, right? They were part of the Department of Justice. Some were at the FBI. So when you look at this, and you think, they shut down reporting information from those sources. They falsely discredited the information and foreign disinformation. All right, wait a minute. Have we heard that before? So they took the whistleblower information. They got info from their agents. And they discredited the information as foreign disinformation, which killed the activity. Wow. We heard this before, didn't we? Now, there was one instance where a confidential human source and its information had been vetted by multiple U.S. attorney offices. And what happened was everyone in those offices deemed it as real and credible. So it doesn't really matter. They want what they want. They don't care how they hurt the country. That's what we've been saying. They don't care about the country. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about the country. They get into these offices. All of a sudden, they become dictators. That's what they truly believe. That anything they say is rule and law. It's not. And at some point in time, this is going to come forward. This is going to crack. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. This stuff is just infuriating. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with this. You're involved, engaged. Send me notes during the show. I'd say you make it hard for me to read them, but it's okay. I'll work through it. I always do, right? Well, New York City is in it again. They've overreached with their gun laws. Federal judge struck down their gun restrictions as unconstitutional again. In a crucial victory, the Second Amendment and civil liberties, a federal judge on Tuesday ruled that the New York City's gun restrictions violated both the Second and 14th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution. Joseph Starr applied for a permit to possess rifles and shotguns in his home. Wait a minute, rifles and shotguns in his home? And that was a no? Followed by an application for handgun license for home possession in 2019. Both applications were denied due to past arrests, a poor driving record, and allegedly making false statements according to the court documents. That's always a good one, too, making false statements. But I won't tell you what they were. Judge John Cronin, in a 48-page ruling, specifically criticized the city for allowing broad discretion to local officials. Right? Especially when it came to denying gun permits. So this is an important development in light of gun rights, and it could have nationwide implications. Now, the city rules were ambiguous at best. I say they were authoritarian more than anything. They provided city officials with almost unchecked authority to deny an individual's constitutional right to bear arms. So what is it, speeding tickets now make you a bad citizen? I mean, some of these people act like they never broke the law. In any way. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The sitting president is losing favor with his own party.
President Biden's approval rating within his own party has hit a record low. According to a Gallup poll, only 75% of Democrat respondents approve of his performance in the White House, marking an 11-point drop from the previous month.
Maine authorities are still hunting for a suspected mass shooter. Last night, a gunman opened fire inside a Lewiston bowling alley and bar, resulting in 18 fatalities and 13 injuries. Among the wounded, three are in critical condition. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump has some kind words for the new Speaker of the House. Lance Pry has that story.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump has congratulated the newly elected House Speaker, Mike Johnson. Yesterday, Trump spoke to reporters outside a New York courtroom and said Johnson is a tremendous leader and a tremendous man who will be a great Speaker of the House.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's the way we all win. When you're all informed, you're all engaged, you're all working towards this, we win. And I appreciate it. I appreciate it when you're involved. I appreciate it a lot. All right. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Don't you love it? We were talking about the Second Amendment win in New York City. And I do consider it a win. I know some of you don't. I shouldn't really care about that. I'm putting it out there. You guys decide what you believe, what you don't believe. I'm not going to beat my brains out with it. You know, a victory for Second Amendment, it really is a victory for a Second Amendment people, if you would. People, you know, it's funny how somebody's, they'll scream Constitution, right? You heard how bad it was that the Mike Johnson, he's a religious man. He wants to pray. He wants to this. He wants to that. They'll tell you it's not the Constitution. He can't do that, but it's not in the Constitution. Nothing says he can't pray. Nothing. And yet they'll go to the Second Amendment and tell you how you can't own a gun. In your own apartment or house in New York City. Where do they find that in the Constitution? They can't. And this poor guy basically applied for a permit to have a shotgun and a rifle and whatever in his house. And it was denied. Why? They're not protecting people. Just watch the news. They can't, really. So there's no reason for this. Anyway. He said that, Judge went on to say, the case is about the ability of a state, or a municipality for that matter, to impose appropriate and constitutionally valid regulations governing the issuance of a firearm. Now, the constitutional infirmities identified here, and they're not in the city's decision to impose the requirements. They don't back it up or use the Constitution to back it up. Right? He went on to say, rather than the provisions fail to pass constitutional muster because of the magnitude of the discretion afforded to city officials. You've got to give them guidelines. They can't. And very narrow guidelines, actually. Judge Cronin issued a stay in his ruling until midnight Thursday, giving the city a small window to file an appeal. But even if the appeal is filed, the ruling sends a powerful message, reminding lawmakers you've got to adhere to the Constitution as written, not as you perceive it is written, not as you think it should be written. And this is the first time the gun law has been overturned in New York, right? Remember when the Supreme Court earlier, they came through with a landmark ruling on the Second Amendment? They overturned New York State's rigorous concealed carry regulations. Right? They even went on to say that the right of law-abiding citizens to carry a loaded firearm in public without necessity of demonstrating a specific need, that now affects gun permits countrywide, as well it should. The ruling by Judge Cronin is not just a win for gun rights, but a win for the Constitution. I agree with that. There are no caveats in it. Nothing says, the Second Amendment that you... Because here's the deal. Where do they, if you're a good citizen, what does that mean? No, really. If you have a history of violence and you've been charged with a felony and you've, served your time for attempted murder, I don't care even if you served your time. These should be the kind of people that may not necessarily get one right away. Maybe a one-on-one kind of thing, case by case. I don't know. This is a tough one only because I'm a believer in the Second Amendment. I believe in the purity of the Second Amendment. What I don't believe is that if someone is, and you guys, look, you all knew or know somebody who goes from 0-60 in no time. You all knew or know somebody that you would not feel comfortable about around them if they had a gun. And don't lie. People, speaking about a gun city, people in Chicago, once again, they're protesting the construction of a camp for illegal border crossers. Right? At a public meeting. Now, you've seen what's happened in other big cities when you put the immigrants all in one place. You've seen it. I'm not making it up. At a public meeting in Brighton Park neighborhood of the city, angry residents called out local leaders and implied that the people weren't even told that the plan was moving forward. The meeting was overfull. It was a line of people outside who wanted to get in, but couldn't. They went on to say, we said no. We don't want it. The tensions escalated in the city in the neighborhood during a meeting Tuesday. They are going to try to put over, ready for this? This would freak you out. Over 2,000 illegals in the park, in the tents. They're going to set up a legal immigrant city. Now, many residents said they only found out about the project recently. They saw construction crews working at the site. Once they found that out, they started protesting. They went to the city. They sent letters to the city. It's a 10-acre vacant lot. The city of Chicago has been identifying viable sites across the city to construct base camps. As an alternative to new arrivals sleeping outdoors at O'Hare or anywhere else. Don't you love that? They don't want to put anybody else at the airport. No, they're going to put it in residential neighborhoods. We have nice parks that kids want to go play in. And they, again, the park's big enough to handle 2,000 immigrants. You know what that place is going to look like in a short period of time? Really? It's not going to stop. Asian American residents there, they're furious about the illegals coming there. It's like they're being dropped on their doorsteps, right? They shouldn't be here to begin with. They should be down at the border waiting to get across and or putting their application in to get across. It's just, I don't care who you are, it just ain't right. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're with me. You know, it's hard to go through some of these stories because you know as well as I do. Some of them do make sense. Right? So some of them, you can see some reality, some truth in them, and you're trying to figure out how to parse it out. The problem is that, you know the old saying, right? You give them an inch, they take 8 million miles. Not good. I love this one, too. This is, it shows you how dull they are sometimes. You had an anti... bear with me here. You had an anti-Israel protester. They called for a boycott of Nike while wearing sneakers, bearing the apparel brand's iconic checkmark. Don't buy these sneakers. Well, I already bought them, so I'm not giving them up. Okay, don't buy these. Right? Seriously? We call you to boycott Starbucks, McDonald's, Disney, Nestle, Coca-Cola, Pizza Hut, Burger King, Pepsi, Domino's, Papa John's, Nike, Airbnb, Subway, Walmart, just a whole bunch of them. The list goes on. Until they make our demand right, all those companies are going to stop producing their product for you. You know what, lady, it's all about the money. They could care less about you. It's all about the money. You know, the anti-Israel protester who spoke at San Diego State University, she was there during a rally. She wore jeans, a black hoodie, what appeared to be Nike Air Force One shoes. Now, she demanded the boycott. Wouldn't it be great if she had a Starbucks coffee thing in her hand? The apparel company hasn't issued a public statement about Israel Hamas. Its CEO emailed staff a week after condemning the attacks in Israel and the lives lost during the assault of Israel. Went on to say pro-Palestinian, pro-Israeli protests have broken out all over the place. So this is nothing new. We should be ready for this. Or people should be ready for it. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Masuda, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GOLD-SHOW, 855 732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's the way we all win. You get informed. We go out and we fight together. Right? We don't fight each other, but we fight together. And that's how we win. Ain't that hard, people? It really isn't that hard. Anyway, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right. You got two Dems now looking at resigning, or actually not running for Congress again. So two congressmen, they announced on Thursday they would not take another congressional term in 2024. That opens up seats in Maryland and North Carolina. Representative John Sarbanes of Maryland, he served 18 years in the chamber. He said he plans to return to a nonprofit work. He's been thinking about it for some time now. Yeah, okay. Representative Jeff Jackson of North Carolina announced that he would instead run for state attorney general. The decision comes at the wake of that gerrymandering that happened in North Carolina. So, you know, again, when you look at what's going on, these guys can't, they really can't function, whether it's in the Senate or wherever it is, when you've got this kind of aggravation happening, right? No, come on, seriously. When you've got so much infighting going on, you really can't. I feel that way sometimes with my school board. I know others that feel the same way. It's just amazing. God bless you guys. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. Now, I told you this was going to happen, right? One congressman reverses course on a control after mass shootings in his hometown, says he takes responsibility for the failure. Why? Why do you take responsibility for the failure? Right? I mean, if these guys had followed the law, if all the flags that were thrown up somebody actually acted on, you wouldn't have a problem, would you? You know, a lot of times it's not about tightening up the law. It's about actually, enforcing the law. Jared Golden, he's the Democrat representative out of Maine. He called his past opposition to gun reform legislation a failure. You know, following, what would have changed? I love when these guys do this in the heat of the moment. What would have changed? Right? In 2022, Golden broke with the Democrat Party lines to vote against a wide-ranging gun control bill following a mass shooting in Buffalo. So I guess it's okay to kill Buffalo people and Uvalde kids. It would have raised the age to limit purchase semi-automatic, so would have and would have prohibited ammunition sales of magazines with more than 15 rounds. Right. Now is not the time for bills we all know will fail. Congress should not simply focus on doing something, but rather doing something of substance. Now, again, a lot of these people, they've never owned a gun. They don't own a gun. Some of them that are afraid of guns have people around them protecting them with guns. So if they really don't do the job, if they really don't protect people, then why bother? Now, on Wednesday, police said that Robert Card used a semi-automatic assault rifle to penetrate the perpetrate the mass killings. This is not new. We've seen this happen before. But you can't have a knee jerk for each and every one of a mass shooting that happens. You got to stop. You have to take a breath and go and really look at it that way. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, again, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get involved, get engaged. Right? Be part of the total solution, not half, not a little bit here and a little bit there. Be part of the total solution. Seriously. You know, I really do hope they find out more about this guy that had so many issues. Because if we can find out what drove him, and you're going to find, you're really going to find out how do I put this? You're really going to find out they can't figure this out, right? You're going to find out that he had mental health issues, that he had issues even after he's had violence issues. It's just amazing. And again, you look at it, you know, just hours before U.S. Army reservists who, sources around him, this is a shooter, said had mental health symptoms. See, they knew something was wrong with him. Now, Wednesday, the U.S. Senate approved an amendment that would scale back background check requirements for some veterans. Now, see what they did there? Did they write down specifically what they're repealing, what they're pulling back on, what they're scaling back on? Now, it was John Kennedy and Jerry Moran that put this forward. They had concerns that veterans who lose gun rights. Now, it's prohibitive for the Department of Veterans Affairs from reporting certain veterans to the National Criminal Background Check. You know, according to Kennedy, under the current law, if the Department of Veterans Affairs steps in to help anybody or any veteran or manage a veteran's financial benefits in a conservatorship type of thing, the VA is required to report their veteran to the criminal background check system. Now, Kennedy's amendment, which passed by a vote of 53-45, it prohibits the secretary from transmitting the information to the criminal background check system. Every veteran who serves our country bravely has earned VA benefits. It's wrong for the government to punish veterans who get a helping hand to manage those benefits. You know, it's your money. Give it to them. Right? Really? This has become. I don't even know how to react to this, right? This is amazing. These guys did go fight for us. They did put it all on the line. And you're gonna punish them for doing that. Look, if they really are hearing voices in their heads and people running up and down the hall when they don't have a hall, yeah, then I would question that, right? Just, it's gotta stop. We got to do this right way. We have to offer mental health care to those veterans and others that actually need it. At the rate we're going, everybody's going to need it at some point in time, right? So, we had a call the other night that was screaming about Mike Johnson was going to cut all these programs. All these quote-unquote entitlement programs. And Social Security, Medicare, and so forth. Now, during his tenure as chair of the Republican Study Committee, Johnson, who's a Republican from Louisiana, vigorously championed budget resolutions proposing trillions in cuts to these programs. Now, according to Bobby Kagan, the senior director of federal budget policy, the proposed cuts were staggering, roughly $2 trillion from Medicare, $3 trillion from Medicaid and Affordable Care Act, and $750 billion from Social Security. I'm sure none of that is waste, right? Probably not enough to cure the American people. Even though now we're offering abortions like planet-wide. An American Enterprise Institute for Public Policy, before he was elected speaker, Johnson did not mince his words. He said entitlements like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security pose an existential threat to the American way of life. A reduction of entitlement programs could have profound implications for American people. Now, I hear about people paying all kinds of dollars for this stuff, not getting the services they were supposed to get. And I think there's no reason why you can't go back and visit these and see what's being paid for, how. How is it accountable? What are we doing? Now, the cuts he wanted to make probably did amount to billions of dollars. Really. And we don't want to hurt anybody, but we do need to save dollars. We do need to find a way to make this happen. Anyway, God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for putting up with me. Appreciate your time with me. You know, have a great rest of the day. Try to inform somebody. Think about that. Just try to inform somebody. Because if you inform somebody, you educate them, you're just going to be a better person all the way around. Joe Messina, your host. We'll catch you tomorrow.